Hello everyone, my name is Aida Soim. I'm a research scientist with the New York State Department of Health and I'm going to present today our findings on health profile of preterm males with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The objective of our project was to assess whether the health challenges experienced by individuals with Duchenne are amplified by prematurity. As you may know, preterm-born babies are vulnerable to a wide array of long-term conditions such as neurodevelopmental disabilities, chronic diseases, including chronic respiratory complications, cognitive impairment, poor health and growth, just to name a few. We were interested in looking at three clinical milestones, namely age at loss of ambulation, age at first pulmonary intervention, and age at onset of cardiomyopathy. And our hypothesis was that because of the increased vulnerability to health problems, preterm males with Duchenne may reach impaired clinical milestones at a younger age. Also, we looked at the age at first corticosteroid use under the assumption that the preterm males with Duchenne may start corticosteroid treatment earlier than full-term males, as previous research showed the significant beneficial effect of corticosteroids on slowing disease progression. Our study was conducted using data from medical records of males with Duchenne born between 1982 and 2011 and who resided in surveillance regions in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Georgia, and Western New York State during any part of that time period. Our analysis showed that median age at loss of ambulation, age at onset of left ventricular dysfunction, and age at the initiation of corticosteroid use were not significantly different between preterm and full-term males. However, the median age at which the use of cuff machine was initiated differed significantly between the two groups. In our study, it was 18 years of age for full-term and 14 years of age for preterm males with Duchenne. Also, statistical models showed that preterm males were 1.87 times as likely as full-term males to have an intervention for respiratory issues. To our knowledge, this is the first study that investigates whether a history of preterm birth is associated with reaching the major clinical milestones of Duchenne at a younger age. We used a comprehensive population-based surveillance system to ascertain cases. Clinical data were reviewed by experienced neuromuscular physicians who assigned case definition consistently across all participant sites, and diagnosis was confirmed by lab data and/or family pedigree. In addition, we obtained clinical data through abstraction of medical records, and thus we were able to minimize recall bias. However, our findings are not representative of the entire Duchenne population in the United States, and also due to the small number of preterm males with Duchenne in our study, we likely did not have the statistical power to detect differences with respect to the clinical milestones between preterm and full-term males with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So, to conclude, due to the decline in muscle function, males with Duchenne face numerous health challenges. Although these challenges may be amplified by prematurity, the disease course seems to be similar between preterm and full-term males with Duchenne. However, pulmonary function seems to be affected earlier among preterm males with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So the take-home message would be that families of boys with Duchenne and clinicians caring for them may need to be particularly alert to the potential need for respiratory support in males with Duchenne who are born preterm. Thank you for your attention.